In the 31st episode of Damn, That's Interesting, I'll be talking about Cinnabon's most genius marketing strategy, the power of scent. The idea for this episode actually struck me when I was on a hop-on hop-off bus touring New York, where I smelled the aroma of cinnamon, and it immediately clicked in my mind that there was a Cinnabon nearby. And lo and behold, it was to my right. I don't personally consider myself to have a strong sense of smell, but I've noticed that every Cinnabon I pass by has an instantly recognizable smell. Is this intentional, you may ask? It definitely is. This all begins with how Cinnabon prepares the cinnamon itself. To maximize its potency, Cinnabon refrains from grinding the spice until it arrives all the way from Indonesia. You'll often see that Cinnabon franchises are located in malls and airports, which has purposefully been planned out so that the smell can be contained and drift through corridors to sort of foreshadow customers that there's a Cinnabon nearby. The cinnamon rolls are also baked every 30 minutes to keep the scent in the air. Some stores even warm up sheets of cinnamon and brown sugar so that the scent is still lingering. They even tell franchises to invest in the least effective hoods they can legally get away with just to keep more of the smell from escaping. Finally, the ovens are placed near the front of the store so that the smell gets released when employees open the oven doors. These tactics fall under a strategy known as scent marketing, wherein a company uses smells to strategically trigger their customers' emotions. Scent marketing is proven to create ambience and increase sales. And let's be honest, who can resist the smell of cinnamon? That's it for today's episode, and I hope you ended up saying, "Damn, that really is interesting."